Good evening, brothers and sisters. Please turn your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 23. It's in Old Testament, page 351. 2 Samuel chapter 23. As you turn there, I'd like to remind you that this chapter is about David's mighty men, the least of his mighty men, and I will preach the text from his mighty men. And the idea of this sermon comes from Dr. Edmund P. Clowney in his book, Preaching Christ in All of Scripture. But I will assure you, I will not read his sermon to you tonight. I wrote it completely by myself. 2 Samuel chapter 23. I will preach from verse 13 to 17. Please pay careful attention to the reading of the Word of God. 2 Samuel chapter 23, starting from verse 13. As three of the 30 chief men went down and came about harvest time to David at the cave of Adullam. When a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. And David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." Then the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and carried and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it. He poured it out to the Lord and sighed and said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. These things the three mighty men did. Here ends the reading of God's word. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit inspired your word to us. Lord, please show us our Lord Jesus tonight and bless the preaching of your word. We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen. This summer, I visited Washington, D.C. with my family for the first time. And there I saw many monuments and memorials, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with them. The Washington Monument, the tall one most prominent, the Jefferson Memorial, Lincoln Memorial, Korean War Veterans Memorial, Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and World War II memorials, just to list but a few. The founding fathers of this country and its outstanding presidents, and the brave soldiers are remembered by its people. And their names are on the monument and memorials as long as they stand. But there is also a monument in the Bible. A monument of David's mighty men. Here in 2 Samuel chapter 23. It starts from verse 8 and goes to the end. I love this list, especially because I found that the stories recorded in the list are fascinating. They're short, but God inspired our Bible author to record this for our benefit. And the message of my sermon today is very simple. I don't have three bullet points, which will perhaps give me very low grade in seminary. But I'm not graded tonight. My message is simple. And I hope you can take it with you and take it home and meditate upon it. The message is, develop your devotion to the Lord because he is pleased with you when you do so. Develop your devotion to the Lord because he is pleased with you when you do so. Now let us look at the text. Verse 13, where was David when the three mighty men came to him? Well, the answer is found in verse 13. He was in the cave of Adullam. And from 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1, we know that David escaped to this cave when Saul persecuted him. And Saul killed, I'll try my best here, Ahimelech, the priest, who gave David the holy bread and the sword of Goliath. So David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard this, they went down to him. They went down to him perhaps because they want to help David or comfort him, or partly because they also want to escape the persecution from King Saul or the other enemies, the Philistines. Because our text tells us that the garrison of Philistines was then at Bethlehem. And friends, our enemy, Satan, will not only just persecute us, he will also persecute our family members. Therefore, our family must be the stronghold of fighting the enemy, the Satan. We must unite together and pray together often. And after David's house went down to him, the scripture tells us, we're still at 1 Samuel chapter 22, that everyone was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was bitter in soul gathered to him. We might say that the three men in our text today may also among those people. And those are the people who are despised in the world. But God used these devised people God chose them to for his own purpose, for his own glory. And we know this from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 28 to 29, right? It says, but God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. I will translate into Chinese for some Chinese brothers and sisters here. 神的神拣选了世上卑贱的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。 Now let's continue in our text. Who are the three men? Three mighty men. Well, some people say that two of them are Abishai, the brother of Joab, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, whose names and deeds are recorded later in the list. But there are some different opinions about that. And we surely do not know the third one's name. However, we know that when David was persecuted, the three men stood with David, and they came down to him. Now David was hidden in the cave while the Philistines took over Bethlehem, David's hometown. And we feel sad here because David could have protected his hometown if King Saul did not persecute him. So brothers and sisters, our common enemy will grasp the opportunity if we fight with our brothers and sisters. Our enemy will grasp the opportunity to gain territory of God's kingdom. Verse 15. Now one day, David, hidden in the cave, said longingly. He said, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." Perhaps he said this because the weather was too hot, like the weather in Pittsburgh during the summer without air conditioning. Or perhaps he just feels sad because his hometown was in the hands of his enemy, the Philistines. He said these words longingly, maybe even just was just talking to himself. But the three men heard this and took it to heart. They want to please their Lord. Perhaps they said to each other, do you hear what our Lord is saying? He wants to drink from the well of Bethlehem by the gate. Let's go and get it for him. Friends, you see how important good company is. They stir up one another to love and good works. Verse 16 tells us that then the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and carried and brought it to David. And you can imagine a scene like this. The three men went down to the camp of the Philistines, and two had to fight the enemies. And one tried to draw water from the well, and then the three of them fight back on the way to their stronghold. You can imagine a scene like that, right? And praise the Lord, they were safely back. And David, their king, their Lord, was apparently surprised by these three men's devotion to him. And he would not drink the water. He poured it out to the Lord and said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should drink this. Shall I drink the blood of the man who went at the risk of their lives?" How much he loved the lives of the three mighty men, his three servants now. And this, how beautiful a picture of the relationship between a master, a loving master, and his devoted servants. Brothers and sisters, what do you think of this now? Does this remind you of one of your most important relationships? How about your relationship to the Lord? Do you often pay attention to what our Lord is longing for? Do you regularly and diligently read His Word in the Scripture? Do you want to please Him by obeying His commandments? Or I will even say, do you want to surprise Him by your devotion? But I'd better be orthodox here. Our Lord will not be surprised by anything. He's omniscient. But our Lord, our King, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, will be pleased by your devotion to Him. I say this because there is proof in the Scripture. In New Testament, you remember in Luke chapter 17, when our Lord healed 10 lepers, but only one of them turned back and fell on his face at Jesus' feet and gave Him thanks. What did our Lord say there? Do you remember? Our Lord said, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Where are the 9, brothers and sisters?" Our Lord is asking today. He's expecting the people He cleansed to come to Him and give thanks to Him. Friends, are you the one who came back and gave thanks to the Lord? Do you often pray to thank Him for His goodness? Thank Him for His salvation, for daily bread, for the care and encouragement you get from others. Where are the 9? The Lord is expecting your devotion to Him. Our Lord Jesus, the perfect servant. He's the perfect servant of God the Father. He broke through the camp of Satan and brings living water for you. He conquers and disarms Satan, the strong man, on the cross. And on the cross, His blood is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And the battle has been fought and won. And now our Lord is crying out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
Again, I will say it again in Chinese. 人渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. Will be never thirsty forever. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
David, the king of Israel, is a sinner. He committed adultery and murder after he became the king of Israel and Judah. One day he woke up in the very late afternoon. He walked on his house. He saw a woman bathing. He took her. He slept with her. He killed her husband. The man who said, "Shall I drink the blood of the man who went at the risk of their lives?" now said, "Set Uriah, the woman's husband, in the forefront of the hardest fighting, and then drew back from him, that he may be struck down and die." This is man. This is the condition of fallen man. We don't have salvation in ourselves. Even the able king David, who is described as the man after God's heart in the Bible, he cannot save himself. But our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, he came down from heaven and took upon him human flesh, perfect and whole. He's God and man, and he will never abandon you nor forsake you. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep."
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me. I gave them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus our Lord saved us, and he is expecting you to hear his voice. That is the word in the scripture. And follow him by obeying him. He is pleased by your devotion and your love for him. And the Lord said, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me." As I'm about to conclude here, and I have many more scriptures to exhort you to love the Lord, but I will only quote one more here. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. It's a bit long. But since we don't have a scripture reading before in the evening service before sermon, so I will read it here. And I will read from our Pew Bibles, which is ESV, but for verse 8 and 9, I will read from KJV. Please pay careful attention to the Word of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. "Everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth." Verse 7 and 8. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the testimony of man, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony that God gives us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, the good King, the perfect servant, who will never abandon us nor forsake us, but lay down his life for us and poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, we thank you for this salvation. We pray that you will arouse our heart of gratitude. Lord, you are asking, where are the nine? We are all cleansed by you. And now we should come down to you, come back to you and fell down at your feet and say, Lord, use me, I'm here. Lord, thank you for your love and your grace. We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.